Hi, everyone, and welcome to this playoff edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. In 1993, gas was 99 cents a gallon. It was a great year for movies. Groundhog Day, The Fugitive, Sleepless in Seattle, Schindler's List. It was also the last time the Kansas City Chiefs won a playoff game. Andy Reid doesn't care about movies or the price of gas this week or the past 20 years. He is one of the most successful playoff coaches in NFL history. And this week, he takes his Chiefs to Indianapolis to try to beat the Colts. We'll get you ready on this show like no other show can. In our Under the Helmet segment, we'll have the elder statesman and one of the real leaders of this team, Derek Johnson, who hungers for a playoff win as much as you do. And in our Coach's Corner segment, we'll have the head coach, Andy Reid, and what it takes to prepare this week to win in the playoffs. And you won't want to miss it, because we went back through the entire season. This great season where the Chiefs went from 2-14 to 11 wins and to the playoffs. We're going to have the top 10 plays of the year. So write down your list and see how much it matches up with ours. It's all coming up next on this playoff edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. It will be early next year when Derek Johnson becomes the all-time tackle leader in Kansas City Chiefs history. You know, the Chiefs had 8 Pro Bowlers announced. That ties for the most in the league with San Francisco. And yet Derek Johnson wasn't on that list? He might just be the most underrated linebacker in the entire National Football League. But you know what? He doesn't care about the Pro Bowl. He wants to win, and win this week in Indianapolis. Let's go under the helmet with a rock-solid leader of the Chiefs, Derek Johnson.
Robert Griffin III, Roy Helu in the backfield with it. Takes the snap, the slant, and it's going to be intercepted! Derek Johnson picks it! He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory! Derek Johnson with the pick!
Well, it's a special time to be in the postseason. When you get together during the offseason and you go through offseason workouts and training camp, you know, everybody's always breaking it down on winning the division as your primary goal and getting to the postseason. And we have a chance to do something big here, and to be in the playoffs, it's a great compliment on what this coaching staff has did for us and what the players around have worked hard for. So we're excited. Well, the Colts offense is really good. Andrew Luck is a young guy that's a shining star, and he plays really poised. He has good footwork in the pocket. He can throw the ball really deep. Very accurate, and he can run the ball. So he's a guy that posed some problems for defenses, and we have to be on our game when we play Andrew Luck. Well, we got something to prove, you know. Even when we're 9-0, people said this is not the worst 9-0 team. So we got a lot of motivation. We're an easily motivated team, and it comes from Andy Reid. He's a guy that's very proven in this league. He knows how to win, and we jumped all on the boat, and we're ready to go. So it's going to be exciting postseason for us. The special thing about this group is the quick turnaround that we had. Being having the first pick in the draft last year and coming from really nothing to the top. And this year is just a testament on how hard we worked mentally and physically during the offseason and with the new coaching staff that came in. It's a great opportunity, man. We're excited. We have a young team, and guys on here have a lot to prove. And you haven't proved nothing until you get to the big one. So we got a lot to prove. Through the year, we've learned that we're mentally tough. We're a team that can get punched in the mouth and roll with the punches and just keep swinging. Even when we were winning, you know, 9-0, we had a lot of those games where we had to just scratch them out. it's just, this is a great team, man. We play really good complementary ball.
Let's get in there now. Let's play our best ball game of the year. Great preparation this week. Make sure it pays off today now. Play great today. Chiefs on three. One, two, three.
Chiefs! Well, you never take going to the postseason for granted. This is my ninth year in the league. This is my third time going to the playoffs. So I'm going to take every opportunity to seize the moment. Me and Tamba Ali been here for 8 and 9 years. And this is our third time going. So they say 30 times a charm. So we'll see how that works out.
The biggest thing with our fans, I mean, when you got like thousands of fans in there just behind you, like, let's go Chiefs, we can do this, we need you guys today. You know, those little words right there get me in the mind frame like, okay, it's not just the 11 that's on defense, the 11 on offense, the 11 on special teams. We got all these fans behind us. We got them behind us and they believe in us. You know, we got no choice but to go out there and play hard and hustle for these guys because they're here in the cold, whether it's hot, they're in St. Joe with us. Like, they ride with us wherever we go. So, I mean, we see them at away games too. So that's a big plus too. You know we have loyal fans.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs. Stay tuned, because when we come back, we'll go to the Coach's Corner with an exclusive interview with head coach Andy Reid. And our KCChiefs.com reporter Rachel Sanchi will bring you the focus points to this wild card weekend showdown with the Colts.
When it comes to great fried chicken,
it's all about the breading. The crunchier, the better in my book.
You gotta find that perfect blend of seasoning.
We make it fresh so you can take it home piping hot. We have rotisserie chicken, chicken strips, oven roasted chicken, wings, and so many great sides to choose from.
It's delicious.
Perfect for summer picnics and parties.
Makes a great quick dinner.
I get hungry just talking about it. When you think great chicken, think Hy-Vee.
One more, let's get it, let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
I got a Dodge, and him and his brother both were Chevy guys. And one day came home with a Ford, and we were like, wow, are you kidding me?
I really like the payload. All 2,300 pounds gives me the extra edge I need. The great EcoBoost motor, great power, and great efficiency.
I would never guess this is a V6. It's not like a V8 truck.
Very excited to go with the Ford. I'm very happy with it.
Best truck for your buck.
Make the switch to Ford F-150. Get 0% financing or $1,500 cash towards your trade on F-150. See your local Ford dealer today.
It's that time of the year. The smell of fresh cut grass. The oh-so-familiar feel of a 100% cotton t-shirt. The sound of a foot meeting leather in a battle against distance and time. The sight of perfectly placed pillows on a plush couch. Guys, what are you doing?
Hey, man, it's couch gating season this year.
KFC's 9-piece Chiefs Super Bucket in a commemorative Chiefs bucket at only $9.99. This season is couch gating season. Today is a KFC day. Today tastes so good.
The Mercedes-Benz M-Class. One may measure it by the thickness of its glass, the integrity of its high-strength frame, the amount of stitching in its interior, the power of its torque, or the sheer number of its safety systems, including collision prevention assist, standard. But the true measure is how it protects those inside of it. The 2014 M-Class. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Welcome back to Between the Lines on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It is playoff week in Kansas City. Chiefs and Colts Saturday afternoon, 3:30.
If you're worried about the layoff and no momentum and all that stuff, I'm going to tell you right now, that's a confident quarterback
and I saw a confident coach today, these guys believe they're going to win this game.
Well, the regular season is officially in the books, and it's playoff time here in Kansas City. The Chiefs will travel to Indianapolis on Saturday for a rematch with the AFC South champions, the Indianapolis Colts. Here are the three focus points for the wildcard matchup. First, the second bye week. Last Sunday, Kansas City had the rare privilege of being able to rest their starters in the final regular season game, a perk that really only the Chiefs were able to enjoy. Every other NFL playoff contender had a chance of improving or hurting their seed heading into Week 17. And most teams went with their regular starting lineup in the final game. So the Chiefs should be one of the more rested teams heading into January, an advantage that could play huge dividends over the next few weeks. Second, the return of number 50. It's been 6 weeks since Justin Houston dislocated his elbow early on in the Chiefs' first matchup with the Chargers. Since that time, the Chiefs' defense has struggled to maintain a consistent level of pressure on the quarterback, and opposing offenses have been more successful on the ground and through the air. Before the injury, Houston was an early candidate for Defensive Player of the Year, and over time has proven himself to be one of the more consistent performers on the team. Getting 5-0 back and healthy could be a big boost for this Chiefs defense. Finally, a historic year for the Chiefs on special teams. After returning four kickoffs for 125 yards on Sunday, Kansas City set the NFL record for the highest kickoff return average in a single season with 29.9 yards per return. Dexter McCluster also set a franchise record in punt return yardage en route to his first Pro Bowl invite. Time and time again throughout this season, the Chiefs special teams have come up with a big play when they're needed most. Heading into what is expected to be a closely contested rematch with the Colts, a strong special teams performance could give the Chiefs the edge they need. As many Chiefs players said after last week's game, a new season starts now. And though the Chiefs' 11-5 record is an impressive turnaround from a year ago, their record now is 0-0. It all starts Saturday in Indy.
Andy, the kingdom is starving for a playoff win. You've won 10, you've won four wild card games, you've won three playoff road games. How do you prepare the team this week to win in Indianapolis?
You keep it the same, although you know the game's going to be faster. That's how it is at the playoffs. Every round that you go up in the playoffs, one and done is the mentality of everybody. You prepare yourself for going on the road. You prepare yourself for the noise, for everything to just be a tick faster and more aggressive. And then you're going to make sure that you're the one setting the tempo. The guys that have been there, you bank on their experience. But other than that, you're dealing with the football team. You get in the playoffs, it's got to be all 53 guys pulling together. If you weren't one before, the playoffs bring you even closer together to be that one. It's a great feeling. It's exciting.
The scouting report's fresh. The file's still open to play these guys 2 weeks ago. How much can you extract from that game 2 weeks ago to realistically prepare for this week?
There's some things that'll carry over that we didn't use this past week against San Diego that were specific for the Colts that we can draw the game plan. And there are other things that we have that we can add to the game plan. Things we learned in that game that we need to get better at. They got us. Hands down, they got us. In Arrowhead, they got us. And so now we got to make sure that we put together a better game plan to allow our players to go play the best of their ability, and then we're given the opportunity the players to do that.
Andy, the Colts are number one in fewest giveaways. They don't give it away. They're the best team in the league with the fewest penalties. And you've created turnovers with special teams and taken it away. How do you play your game against these guys? Because it doesn't seem like they'll give it to you.
Yeah, well, we're that same team. And that was the difference this last game against them. We gave them the ball. I mean, you can't do that. Not against a good football team, and particularly one that doesn't turn the ball over. So if they don't have any turnovers, you don't have any turnovers. That's the best way to go, and then you just go play football.
What about playing Andrew Luck now a second time in 3 weeks, and how do you get after this guy?
Well, you've got to be able to put pressure on them. When you do put pressure on, you got to make sure you wrap them up. He's a big, strong guy. That hasn't changed in the two games here. So when you have a great player, you got to make sure that you honor that great player, study him, respect him, and you go play your heart out against him.
You basically played the San Diego game with 35 guys. Your health, mentally, physically, going into this game for your whole roster, where's it at?
Well, there'll be some tired puppies here. I told the guys, I said, you probably sleep good tonight. That's a good thing. I think the guys are feeling pretty good about themselves. You go in and you have your backups come in and play against a playoff caliber team and really take them right down the wire. And some of those young guys can gain a little confidence from that that they'll be able to use in coming week here.
The manifesto to the kingdom. You've been great at just kind of laying it out at every stage of this journey since you got here a year ago, this week basically. What do you tell the kingdom going into this playoff game?
Be wild. Just be wild. And if you can't be there, which I've got, I understand it. And the fans were awesome at San Diego. I mean, before the game, you could see the red right there cheering on the guys. And they mocked us a little bit, just so they keep that in the back of their mind. They mocked us a little bit with the chop. But if you have a chance to be there, be there. If you don't, cheer for us. We'll be all right.
Okay, get ready. Stay right here, because when we return, we'll bring you our list of the top 10 plays of this unforgettable 2013 season.
I love the Fuel Saver program.
It's very easy to use. I just buy everyday things.
Paper towels, bath tissue.
I buy these different products to make like a family meal, and next you know I'm saving a buck and some change off a gallon of gas.
I got 17 gallons of gas for $16.
I saved $2.91 a gallon.
I just swipe my card at the pump and the price drops.
It's like awesome.
My nerd cave.
A secret passage.
Closet space.
A gourmet kitchen.
Jogging path.
Vaulted ceilings.
A yard.
At RE/MAX, there are nearly 90,000 agents to find the perfect fit for all the things that move you.
What moves you?
Sprint honors Chris and Craig's texts on our new network.
Think you'll go out tonight?
Probably not. But maybe.
I'm kind of tired. But I also kind of want to go out.
Me too.
Well, text me if you do.
Okay, but I probably won't. But I might.
In honor of the important things you do, get the Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 for just $49.99 with data starting at just $5 a month.
At Truman Medical Centers, we believe everything matters. We encourage healthy eating, staying active, and getting a good night's sleep. Be sure to schedule regular checkups and keep track of important numbers like blood pressure, blood glucose, body mass index, and cholesterol, and to refrain from smoking. And never forget to take time for yourself to relax and have fun, like cheering on your favorite football team, TMC and the Kansas City Chiefs, partners for a healthy community.
We had a CRV, and then we had the Pilot. You got more with the Ford Escape. I'm glad we got the Escape and we switched.
Yay!
I definitely like the Ford better. It's that foot-activated lift gate.
And I don't have to do all this. Yeah, I'm filling up a lot less than I did with my Honda. Awesome!
Make the switch to Ford Escape. Get 0% financing for 60 months or $2,000 switch bonus cash. See your local Ford dealer today.
Introducing Monopoly Jackpot, the lottery game with collected win second chance prizes. You don't win scratching. Go to MoLottery.com for more ways to win. Enter your non-winning ticket for a chance to collect a property. Collect a set and spin the wheel. You could win cash or entries into a monthly drawing for up to $1 million or more. More ways to win and up to $1 million and more in prizes. Every ticket gives back to education, so play it forward with the Missouri Lottery.
Welcome back to this playoff edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. What a year it has been. Jamaal Charles, an incredible year, both runs and receptions. There have been punt returns for touchdowns, kickoff returns for touchdowns. There have been sacks, strips, scoop and scores. It's been an incredible year. We went through every play and put together what we think is the top 10 plays of the season. What's your list? And now, let the debate begin.
We'll be right back.
Gabbert, quick throw, intercepted right into the arms of Tom Mahaly. Touchdown, Kansas City. Tom Mahaly, his second career interception. The first was 2006.
Still has it. Spin it. Wow, he faked them all out. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Turns to the wrong side if he was going to hand it to Jamal Charles, or it was a keep all the way, but it worked out. Defense didn't react quick enough.
I couldn't wait for you to explain whether or not that was a design, because he was frozen for a while.
Second and 10, Raiders from their own 33. Chiefs 17, Raiders 7. 1:45 to go in the game. Shotgun snap back to Terrell Pryor. Pass to the near side, picked off! It is picked off the near sideline. Up the sideline, it's Abdullah. Hussein Abdullah, 10, 5, touchdown! Lock it down! Hussein Abdullah with the interception. Touchdown, Kansas City. A 44-yard pick six. And the celebration begins at Arrowhead.
Alex Smith hit as he throws. Still connecting to Bowe, who's on his feet. Breaks a tackle, and he's in for six.
And the Chiefs in italics with a 34-yard touchdown to Dwayne Bowe.
Keenan back at his own five. Under pressure. Holy's got it from behind. The ball's fumbled. Picked up by the Chiefs. Derek Johnson down at the one-yard line.
Tom Mahaly just continues to pursue the National Football League quarterbacks with reckless abandon.
Taken at the 12 by McCluster. Gets one block, now two. He comes to the near side. It's a 20, burst across the 25. Cuts it back right across the 35. Center of the field and midfield. One man is chasing him. McCluster up the right hash. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. What a return. 3-0 Chiefs going without a huddle. Vic throws it left, and it's intercepted.
Intercepted by Barry off a deflection from Derek Johnson. 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City. The game is not even 4 minutes old, and the Chiefs have a pick six against this vaunted Eagle offense.
Niall Davis takes it 7 yards deep in the end zone. He's going to bring it out. Davis with more power and speed. He's across the 20, up the middle, 30, runs into the kicker. Now moves right, he can go at the 50, 45, 40. One man has the angle, but Niall Davis is going to outrun him and go all the way to the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City, 108 yards on the kickoff return. Touchdown, Niall Davis. Third down and goal at the one. They load up the right side with three wide receivers. They find wide receiver screen. It's intercepted.
Sean Smith's got it. He's in the open field. If they block Tool, it could be a pick six. And Johnson blocking Tool. 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. This remarkable Chiefs defense makes its biggest play of the year. 99-yard interception return for a touchdown by Sean Smith.
In the shotgun, Alex Smith. He throws it left to Charles. Gets to the sideline and up the sideline. 35, 30, 25, 20, 10, 5.
Touchdown, Kansas City. Touchdown, touchdown, Kansas City. And Charles finds the promised land for the fifth time in the game.
I am a helpful smile in seafood.
We have more fresh fish flown in daily from the dock to my case in 2 days.
Hy-Vee's one of the only retailers in the nation with their own USDC seafood inspector.
We've got amazing seafood from all around the world. King crab flown in from the Bering Sea.
We catch fish and shrimp right out of Louisiana. Oh yeah, this is fresh. Look at it.
I am a helpful,
sustainable,
USDC inspected.
2 days flown in, fresh smile.
And that's my promise.
Hey, you get your tickets at Prime Sport?
Yep, Prime Sport can get you tickets for anything.
Even if it's sold out.
Even if you want a VIP experience.
Even if you want impossible to get seats.
Even for
a once in a lifetime event. Sorry.
even if you want to hang with celebrities.
Prime Sport is the best.
The best!
Prime Sport. Events that move you.
Since the 1970s, the percentage of overweight children has tripled in the United States. That's why the Chiefs and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City have teamed up to create the Chiefs Sports Lab, powered by Blue KC. Located inside Arrowhead Stadium, the Sports Lab is an interactive environment where children learn how to make healthy choices through diet, exercise, and injury prevention. Take a stand against childhood obesity by visiting the Chiefs Sports Lab, powered by Blue KC. Schedule your visit to the Sports Lab today. Visit GoArrowhead.com and click on Tours.
Sprint honors Chris and Craig's texts on our new network.
Think you'll go out tonight?
Probably not. But maybe.
I'm kind of tired. But I also kind of want to go out.
Me too.
Well, text me if you do.
Okay, but I probably won't. But I might.
In honor of the important things you do, get the Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 for just $49.99 with data starting at just $5 a month.
On days like these, when skies are blue and fields are green, I look around and think about what might have been. It's on days like these that I...
The next generation Range Rover. Land Rover. Above and beyond.
Thanks for joining us on the show. We've heard from Andy Reid. We've heard from Derek Johnson. We've looked at the great plays of this awesome, unforgettable season. But now it's time. It's time to go win a playoff game in Indianapolis and try to do something this franchise hasn't done for two decades. And when the Chiefs win, we'll get you ready for the next round, right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs.
Trap.